With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Pentagon says it's investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over possible breaches of military law.
The investigation into the former Navy pilot stems from a video that featured several lawmakers calling for U.S. troops to defy illegal orders. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Senator Kelly needs to be held accountable.
You can't have a functioning military if there is disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging.
The Pentagon cited a federal law that allows retired service members to be recalled to active duty for possible court-martial or other measures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the air, on the roads, and the rails, Americans buy their tens of millions planning to move out for the Thanksgiving holiday this week.
Millions will stick with trains, buses, and cars, especially after the government shut down through air travel into chaos.
There may be some people who said, you know what, I want to avoid airports altogether. I'm going to drive my own vehicle, and I'm going to do a road trip instead. So we're projecting at least 73 million people, but that number could end up being higher because more people now potentially are switching to road trips.
AAA says the good news for drivers, the national average for gas last year was $3.06.
That is Julie Walker reporting. The UN says last year saw 50,000 women and girls worldwide killed by partners or family members.
The organization says the situation shows no sign of improving. Africa had the largest number of femicide cases last year, with around 22,000. A UN spokesperson said femicides are often the result of continued violence that can start with controlling behavior, threats, and harassment, including online. The organization called for the enforcement of laws to tackle violence against women and girls, both online and offline, and hold perpetrators to account well before it turns deadly.
That is the BBC's Sophie Glass-Ryan. This is SRN News. Americans consider childbearing. Correspondent Michael Harrington takes a closer look.
The country's birth rate is below the amount needed to keep the population level and has been for several years. So the Public Religion Research Institute conducted a poll asking adults if they support government policies aimed at encouraging women to have children. 54% of respondents say no, they do not support such programs. 41% say yes. Republicans and men are more likely to approve of efforts to increase the U.S. birth rate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The daughter of a detained Chinese Christian pastor is urging U.S. lawmakers to help free her father. Grace Jin Drexel says that her father, Ezra Jin Mingri, has been formally charged along with 17 other leaders of the prominent underground Zion Church. They were first detained in October in one of China's largest crackdowns on a single church in decades. This is SRN News. Slight jump in retail sales, adding to months of big gains.
The Commerce Department says sales at retailers rose slightly in September as consumers cut back on their spending after splurging over the summer. The report, delayed for more than a month because of the federal government shutdown, says sales rose 0.2% in September from August. This follows bigger sales increases in June, July, and August.
That is correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. A grand opening for a new Walmart store and a first for the company.
Walmart officially opened its first branded store in South Africa at a mall location just west of Johannesburg. The store opening marks Walmart's direct entry into the African retail market. The launch event over the weekend reportedly attracted large crowds seeking both bargains and access to international products rarely found locally.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Near the close on Wall Street, the Dow up close to 700 points. More at SRNnews.com.